Thomas eating a biscuit. Oh, is that a nice biscuit? Is that a nice biscuit?
Hello. Blue. Hello.
Yellow, blue, green and pearl. Are you dragging your Jaffa cake across the table onto each of the squares?
Blue.
Blue square.
Pearl.
A red square.
Yellow.
A yellow square. Well, while you're drinking, well, I was going to say drinking your Jaffa cake, eating your Jaffa cake and drinking some milk.
Well.
Mummy's going to take a birthday card down.
Oh, yes, much I need.
Because it's 2 weeks now since Mummy's birthday, so I think it's time they came down, don't you?
No.
We've still got the balloons up from your birthday. And I think it's time, really, that they came down, don't you? That's right. Thanks, Daisy. So you take the cards to the table and we'll sit and look at them too.
No.
And then once the cards have come down, I think we're going to have to do some dusting, aren't we?
No.
Oh dear, I think we are.
No.
It's a good excuse not to do any dusting, Thomas, when we've got birthday cards up. Because you can't see any surfaces.
Wow.
Well, shall we sit at a chair? Wow. You eat your biscuit and we'll take the blue tap off the back of the cards. Because we had some of them on the banister, didn't we? There we are. That's the pink card with daisies on it. That had a gift voucher inside.
Blue.
Yes, that's a blue card. And who's on the card?
Blue.
A dog and...
bear.
And a bear. A dog and a bear.
Blue.
And this is a pretty card with lots of flowers on it.
Yellow.
Oak flowers, red flowers, yellow flowers. A nice card, isn't it, that one?
More?
This one says to a special friend. Have you got some friends?
No.
You have. You've got Jake. You've got two Jakes and a Daniel.
No.
You have. Two Jakes, Daniel, Michael, James, Ben, Matthew, and lots of little girls. You've got Reardon as well. And you've got far too many girls.
And then?
You're going to fall off your chair. To a special friend, that's got a picture of a teddy bear.
Sure.
In a wheelbarrow. That's called a wheelbarrow. A truck, it's got one wheel, hasn't it? I'm hoping at the weekend we can go shopping. Next weekend we can go shopping and we're going to Mothercare and see if we can find a little wheelbarrow for you to play with in the garden, because you like playing in the garden. But I think you'd be better if you had your own wheelbarrow and a trowel. Well, you've got buckets and spades and forks upstairs, haven't you? And sand buckets.
Yeah.
So I think you could do with a wheelbarrow and one or two things like that you could pull along in the garden. Look at this. This is a bright green card and it's got a heart and a flower and a star. A blue star. It's a very bright card, isn't it? Some more. This is a card with a vase of flowers, daisies and roses.
A bow.
Yes, and that's got pussycats. Look at this one. Daisies and roses. How many pussycats has that card got on it? 1, 2, 3. It looks like a mummy cat. And two kittens. Oh, yes, it's called the Proud Mother.
Your name?
Yes, Christmas.
Whoa.
Yes. Are you opening it up to see what it says inside?
Whoa.
Look at all that writing.
Whoa.
That's right. Now here's another card. What's that got on it?
No.
It's got two teddy bears. One sitting on the shoulders of the other. Is that why you're saying no? Because the one on top shouldn't have climbed up, should he? And they've each got Wellingtons on. This one on the ground has red Wellingtons, and what colour Wellingtons has this one got? You're not going to tell me because you're drinking milk. You've got Wellingtons the same colour, haven't you?
No.
You have. You've got blue Wellingtons, but yours have got pictures of the Teletubbies on them.
I do.
You do, we just dropped them. And what can you do when you're wearing Wellingtons? Splish, splish, splash. You can make splish, splish, splash, splosh in the puddles, can't you? You're going to think about that all while you eat your Jaffa cake, aren't you? Mummy's going to go and pour herself a cup of tea, and then we'll take the rest of the cards down and have a look at them.
Bah! I'm there!
Come back to you in a moment. Yes?
Pear.
Where's a pear? Oh, yes, your toy pears, yes. Plastic pears.
Two pears. Lemon.
Yes.
Lemon.
What are they? Oh, yes, they roll on the table, don't they?
Lemon.
Oh dear, has one of the pears fallen on the chair? There we are, let's take Mummy's cup of tea back through here. What's the matter?
Dewey's and Linden.
Yes, Dewey's and Linden. Linden's cup of tea. It's very hot now, isn't it? It's a very hot cup of tea, so I think we'll leave it up here so it's cooled down a bit.
Linden.
We'll have a look at some more cards.
More
cards.
And then.
I'll take these off the dresser and off the hearth. Let's have a look at these.
What's
this? What's this? This is another picture of a pussycat, but this is a cartoon. That's the lady opening the front door. The cat knocks her down. And it says, oh, she likes a bit of fuss. And that's from my boss and her two cats.
Two bows.
Her two cats are called Timmy and Henry. Look at that card. That has a teddy bear on it. The teddy bear's holding some roses.
No.
Another card with a teddy bear this time. It's a teddy bear that looks like a scarecrow. He's in a field of straw. And he's got a jacket on. A little mouse peeping through his pocket, and he's wearing an old scarf and a hat, and he's got two birds resting on his arms. Look, in the straw there are some flowers, cornflowers. I don't know what they're called, but those are poppies. Those are Grandma's favourite flowers, poppies. Bright red poppies. That one's got a picture of a lady and a man and a pussycat.
And this? And this? And
this. Oh, excuse me, Thomas.
Ooh,
do you think that lady and man look like Mummy and Daddy?
That's
not Daddy. No, it's not Daddy, is it?
Yeah.
There's a card with a picture of some flowers in a vase, or a jug. It's a jug rather than a vase, isn't it?
Paul!
Red flowers. Red flowers and daffodils. Who's this coming in now?
Daddy.
Who's this? Who's pulled up in the car?
It's Daddy.
It's Daddy.
Oh, Daddy. Oh, Daddy!
Whoops. She's not the milk over.
Oh, Daddy.
Oh, it's Daddy.
Oh, Daddy. Oh, Daddy.
Yes, Daddy's come home, hasn't he?
Oh, Daddy! Oh, Daddy!
Looks like Daddy's brought a lot of work home with him. I better open the door.
Oh!
He's got a lot of books and files in his hand, hasn't he? There he is.
Oh, Daddy!
Hello, Daddy.
Dad?
Yes?
This.
Have you been a good boy for Mummy?
No.
No. Yes, he has.
Oh, Daddy. Oh, Daddy.
Yes?
We decided because it was a week since my birthday, or 2 weeks since my birthday, it was time. Oh, no. We took the birthday cards down.
Yes.
So Thomas is having a drink of milk, I'm having a cup of tea, and we're looking at birthday cards.
Daddy?
Yes?
Joe.
Would Daddy like a cup of tea?
You had to sleep this afternoon.
No, he's not.
No.
So I'm rather hoping...
Are you going to drink your milk?
I'm rather hoping to keep him awake now. And then he won't sleep. I think he's a bit tired though, actually. Are you going to talk to Daddy?
Oh, Daddy!
Yes?
It's John!
Daddy, would you like a cup of tea?
No, thank you. I'm just going to take these upstairs and then start putting the computer upstairs.
Right, okay. Okie dokie. Right, are we going to carry on eating our biscuit? Well, you're eating a biscuit, Mummy's not.
Mummy's chair. No.
No, that's Mummy's chair. You sit in the other chair. And we'll carry on looking at these birthday cards.
No.
Daddy's gone upstairs.
Oh, Daddy!
Daddy's got some work to do upstairs on his computer. So he's going to carry it upstairs and he can work at work, can't he?
No,
he'll sit down on his chair. Another one with pussycats.
More?
We've got some more cards here, haven't we? And we've got a plate here, Thomas, that says Happy Birthday. It's a Thomas the Tank Engine plate.
No!
That Grandma and Grandad gave you on your first birthday, and we put it up on your second birthday.
Oh, no!
Well done. And then instead of taking it down on his second birthday, we left it up because we knew it was Mummy's birthday. But I think
wow.
We'll be able to take it down now.
Wow,
what
is
this? Wow, some more cards. Because whose birthday is it next?
It's
nobody's birthday now until October when it's Daddy's birthday. And then in December, it's Purdy's birthday. Purdy Pussycat's going to be 17.
No.
And then Grandma's birthday, just before Christmas.
Yeah.
Look at that. What colour's that card?
Yellow.
Yellow. And there's a card there with two drinking glasses.
Oh, gee.
You know what those are, don't you?
What?
Giraffes.
What?
It's a white card. Now, what's on there?
Bear.
Another bear. With some flowers. What about this one?
This bow.
That's another pussycat, isn't it?
This
No, it's not choo-choos.
That's juicy.
No, those are flowers in flower pots.
That's juicy.
No choo-choos. No, you won't see any trains on Mummy's birthday cards. That's Thomas's birthday cards.
What is this?
No. That's a teddy bear look looking out of the window. It's a pot of plants. Look at all these flowers. There's a ladybird there. Ladybird, fly away home. Your house is on fire, your children are...
Imagine this!
And that's got flowers on it.
And
what about this one? Can you see the grass? And the path leading down to a big house? And some birds look flying in the sky?
Oh, Dad!
And a tree. And the sun.
A moon!
It's the sun, not the moon. So, this is what you're thinking of when you're saying choo-choos. But this is...
Yes?
Choo-choos.
No, he's looking for choo-choos on Mummy's birthday cards, but Mummy's more into flowers and pussycats and...
Oh, Dad!
Yes?
I think he's looking at the plate.
You help me.
Do you want some help?
What is this?
No, not me.
Oh, it's a wax crayon. No, we were help from me, not Tommy. No, Daddy doesn't want any help.
Daddy
doesn't want any help, does he? Yes. Oh, no. He's just picked up a wax crayon and decided to draw all over the cards. Could have been worse, hasn't it? No. Shall I get you a piece of paper and then you can do some colouring? Yes?
Moo.
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 I think we better put those pencils away, don't you? Come on. Let's get you out. Yes, Puffet. Well, Mummy will get you a piece of paper and you can use the glue.
Mummy.
What do you want as a piece of paper?
Blue.
That's right, you've got a blue pencil. Let's put the smooth side of the table now. Are you going to finish this milk?
No,
it's too near tea time, isn't it? If you don't drink it. Sit down and draw me some pictures.
You could open the gate.
Let's do it over from the stairs.
I'm sort of out on the way.
Daddy's going upstairs. Daddy's going up the stairs. Oh dear, what was that?
What did you do?
It's a big crash, wasn't it?
Lever.
Daddy's must have dropped something.
Yeah.
Right, so we'll sit down in this chair and we'll do some drawing. You draw me what you've just seen on the birthday card.
Daddy?
Yes?
Blue!
The blue.
What's that, a blue pussycat? Or a blue teddy bear? Or some blue flowers? You're not quite sure, are you?
No.
No, I'm not quite sure either.
Blue.
More blue. More blue. Well, there's blue pussycat. Look.
Blue.
You draw a blue teddy bear. And what about drawing some blue flowers?
Hello.
Come on, let's help Daddy with the gate.
Oh, Daddy.
Oh dear, have you tried on your drawing?
Yeah.
Do you like to finish your milk, Thomas?
No.
You've had enough.
No.
Well, I'm going to put all these cards now into a pile, and then I'm going to get the duster out. We've got to dust the ledges, haven't we? Would you like to help with the feather duster?
No, Daddy.
That's the blue pencil belonging to Daddy.
Thank you.
You've got a blue crayon and Daddy's got a blue pencil.
Daddy, it's all there.
There we are, that's all Mummy's birthday cards put away for another year. Say goodbye to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye birthday cards.
See ya.
See ya.
That watch.
Let's leave Daddy's computer alone. We're going to watch him right at the top. Daddy's using a double cloth to wipe the top of the computer table.
Oops.
Oh dear, did one of the cables fall down? Lots of cables and wires. Do you want me to help you with that?
No.
Don't move.
Open the gate and come and help Thomas. I think you've got a bunch of plastic grapes going underneath the wheel. Anyway, Thomas, you pick up the grapes. You hold them tight so that he's not passed.
I've passed it on the road to help me.
No, you're not. Don't open the cupboard. That's right, you put it back. Where's the cupboard? Well, let's push this back now. Yes. Oopsie daisy. Oh, he landed on Dipsy and he's talking now. Yes, I think Daddy stood on clothes and voice boxes. He was going upstairs, didn't he? And that set her off talking.
Dad?
Yes?
Oh dear.
I think Daddy had trod on Poe's voice box as you were going upstairs. Come on, let's move away from the steps.
That box. That box. Gonna need you.
Thomas, if I give you the feather duster, would you like to help Mummy?
Mummy.
There you are. You do a little bit of dusting.
And the daddy. That much.
That's right, you dust the door. Oh yeah, Daddy's gone upstairs now.
And door box.
Yes?
Bow,
is Purdy at the door? I don't think you need dust Purdy though, do you?
Mummy?
Yes? Purdy doesn't need dusting, does she?
No. Mummy?
Yes, Tanner. Yes?
Down.
That's right, you're very helpful, aren't you?
Mummy?
Yes, you're dusting the pictures now.
Mummy?
Now where are you going to dust? That's right, you dust the wooden abacus. Mummy's dusting the flower vases. But Mummy hasn't got a feather duster like you. Yes. Yes, Daddy's upstairs. You have to dust the stairs now you've gone upstairs because he might have taken some dust up with him, mightn't he?
Damn!
What's Mummy got in her hand?
This.
A yellow duster. This is a yellow cloth. It's a yellow duster.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, oh, are you dusting Dipsy and Lala now?
Yeah.
Oh no, that's the can of polish. I don't think you can play with that. Let's stand it up there.
Oh dear.
Yes, there's a lot of banging upstairs, isn't there? What do you think Daddy's doing upstairs?
Oh dear.
That's the plate that says Happy Birthday, Thomas.
Choo-choo.
Choo-choo, be very, very careful with that. Don't drop it.
Choo-choo's.
Help, help. Is that James, the red engine?
No.
Yes.
Blue.
The blue train. That's Mummy's big vase of flowers.
Oh,
I see. Yes, look at those flowers. Don't touch them, but just look at them. Aren't they pretty? It's a very big vase of flowers, isn't it? They're pink. Now, don't touch the petals, don't touch them. No, just look, don't touch.
Pictures.
And who's on this picture?
Babies.
Babies? It's a baby. Thomas, it's you, but it's not a baby. It was only September last year. You were about 18. Yes, Pooey wearing your red shirt. It was September last year, so you'd be about 18 months old. And you still wear that shirt, so it can't be too long ago. Oh dear, Master Jewis, what have you done? Spilt the juice. Right, let's lift these flowers back up. Ooh. The glass is very heavy, isn't it?
Snip, snip.
Snip, snip, yes. You saw Mummy arrange these the other day, didn't you? To cut some of the stalks.
And then?
Snip, snip.
Blue.
Help, help. Is that James?
No, James, the red engine? No. And then?
Yes. No. Oh, no, Thomas, you must do that with your pencil now. Oh, no.
Dad, I'm English.
Oh, dear. Have you drawn on the plate with your blue crayon? You must only draw on paper.
No, Dad.
But not if you're going to draw on it. You can look at it and be careful. No, you mustn't draw on the blue with the blue pencil and your juice either. Blue pencil is just for paper. That's right, that's a good boy.
That's here.
Are you going under the steps? You're going under the stairs? There's a lot more room now, the computer's not there, isn't there? What have you found, Thomas? What's Thomas found? What have you found?
Boo!
Oh, Boo! I thought you were saying blue. Boo!
And then, see, Daddy!
Oh, that's Daddy's briefcase. He's got hold of your briefcase, Peter, and he's walking around with it saying, see you.
And then?
Yes.
And then?
Is that Daddy's briefcase?
No. Daddy?
It's Daddy's bag. He carries all sorts around in that, doesn't he?
And then? See, Daddy?
think it's a little bit heavy for you, really, isn't it, Thomas? Is it a heavy bag? You're managing to carry a briefcase and eat a Jaffa cake all at the same time. Look, Mummy's polishing these wooden pussycats. How many cats are there? Two wooden pussycats on the fire hearth. There you are, it's a wooden pussycat. You stroke it.
Ah.
Oh. What does the pussycat say? That's right.
Tick-tock,
tick-tock. Is that what the clock says? Tick-tock, tick-tock.
Oh, there's
another pussycat there, a wooden pussycat.
Up, off.
Hang on, would you like to hang that?
Up.
There you are.
Ow. Elbow.
And you're putting them on the plate. Be careful with the plate. If you look out of the window, Thomas, there's a real pussycat. Look out of the window, there's a ginger pussycat. Smelling Daddy's car. Look. Yes. Can you see? Oh, now that frightened the pussycat, didn't it? What are you going to say to the cat?
Daddy
poo. Why are you saying that?
Poo, Daddy.
No, does Daddy smell nice?
Poo, nice.
Well, that's all right then.
Daddy.
Yes.
Oh, bow.
Oh, dear. Has the wooden cat fallen over? Has the wooden cat fallen over, Thomas? Yes, Thomas. Ooh. You make the same noise when you see the wooden cats as you do when you see Purdy. Oh dear. Yes. Yes, be careful with them, Thomas, because they're quite heavy, aren't they? Mind you don't drop them. Come and put them on the table here and then we know where they are.
Steps,
that's right. You get down and put the pussycats on the wooden table. Are they nice to stroke? Oh, they don't feel like Purdy, do they? They're not soft and silky like Purdy. Shh. That's right. What do we say when we stroke the pussycat? Well, you might do. What's that rhyme?
My Bebo.
I love little pussy. Her coat is so warm. And if I don't hurt her, she'll do me no harm.
No Bebo.
So I'll not pull her tail.
No.
Nor drive her away.
No.
And pussy and I very gently will play.
No.
Oh, Thomas.
Lily.
Oh dear, did they keep falling over?
Oh,
that's right, you stroke that cat.
A big bow.
That's right, there's a big bow, a big pussy cat.
No.
This is the lamp. Mummy's dusting the lamp.
No. No, 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 no.
No, you mustn't turn it on. Just leave it there. Mummy's dusting it, isn't she?
I need a flower like that.
And that's a flower vase, but there aren't any flowers in it.
And this.
That's the lamp.
And this. And this is Nana.
Nana? Has Nana got those? It's the drinks coaster. You put it on your cupboard.
Nana?
On your tables before putting hot drinks
on.
Yes.
Oh.
Hello, that's the telephone, isn't it?
Joe.
No, Joe's not on the telephone. Mummy's just picked it up so she can dust it.
Nana?
Be very careful with that. What's that, Thomas? What is it? Just sit still. What's that? It's a candle. A candlestick. Is it a candlestick?
No. Oh.
Oh. Yeah, look, this is the can of polish.
Hello.
We're spraying it.
Oh.
Hello, are you saying hello on the telephone? I don't think there's anybody there, Tommy.
No, no.
No, we've just taken it down from the bureau so I can dust. No, don't press any buttons, especially not the number 9. Because what happens if you press 999? Who comes out?
Oh dear.
The policeman and the fireman and the ambulance man.
Please.
And what would they do when they came out?
Oh.
Well, yes, they might say hello. They might say something else as well. They'd arrive in vans that said bee-bar, bee-bar, wouldn't they?
Bee-bar,
bee-bar. Bee-bar, bee-bar. Like Fab and Sam. Right, that's done now. Let's put the telephone back, shall we? Let's put the telephone back. That's right. It's a good boy. And the basket of flowers. And the lamp. Oh dear, Nina nearly dropped it there, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
And the candlestick, that's a good boy. You're being very helpful, aren't you? And is that the candle to go in the candlestick? Thank you, now get down please. That's a very, very good boy. Thank you for helping.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we do in the house, Thomas, apart from dust?
Mm-hmm.
Yes? Oh, that's right, you've got the feather duster on the cupboard. Mummy uses the yellow cloth duster. You use the big feather duster. And what other things have we got?
Hello?
That's right, you dust in the window now. We've got cloths that we wash the dishes with and wipe the dishes.
I've got my dog.
Yes, and Pearly's at the door, isn't she?
Hello.
And what about Nunu?
Hello.
Do we use the vacuum cleaner?
No.
Well, I think we do, Thomas, sometimes. And what about brushes for sweeping?
No.
No? I've seen you sweeping with some brushes. You're waving it around in the air. What's the feather duster held on with, Thomas? A big stick.
Big stick.
Big stick. That means you can reach up in all the high places.
Hello.
Big stick.
Big stick.
A big stick. Where's the stick go? What else do we have to do? Do we have to dust and polish this? Where's the stick gone? It's there.
What's going on there?
And every time you have a meal, We have to wipe down the tray on your little chair, don't we? Because you spill food. So I think you should come away from the stairs now, don't you?
Here we are.
Come away from under the stairs. No, we've got to keep that cupboard closed, Thomas, because that's where all the glassware's going. And if you got in with the glasses, there'd be a big smash, wouldn't there?
Big smash.
Big smash. A very big smash.
Tito. Tito.
Where's the stick gone? It's there. That's the feather duster, Thomas. And when we're dusting, we have to keep going to the door, don't we? Just shake the duster out to get all the dust off. Is that Purdy? Has she come in?
No.
No, don't try and pick her up, Thomas. You can pick the wooden cup. Thomas! Leave her alone. Leave her alone. No, you're not being a good boy now, are you?
About.
Thomas, quiet. Quietly, no. No, you're not to move the sofa, Thomas. If she's gone behind there, it's because she wants to be quiet.
Oh.
So you mustn't start moving the furniture to get to it. No, if she's gone... Listen, if she's gone behind the sofa, it's because she wants a bit of peace and quiet. Yes. And it means she doesn't want you running after her. How about going and stroking the wooden cats that you were playing with before?
Above.
That's right.
Above.
Thomas, you're not to keep going to Purdy.
Above.
No, she doesn't want to see. She's gone
to above. Above.
She doesn't want to do that, does she? No, you're not going to her, Thomas. I'm going to stop you.
Hello.
No, she doesn't want to be messed with, does she? Oh, and I thought you were being such a good boy helping Mummy this afternoon. You've taken down the birthday cards and you've done some dusting. You like dusting this chair here.
Mama.
No, Thomas, she doesn't want you to touch her. No, you're not going to. No. What will she think if you're crying all the time? She'll think, look at Thomas. I'm glad I'm a pussycat and not a little boy. You are naughty. You thought you could sneak behind there and I wouldn't see you. But Mummy was watching you. Yes. So Purdy doesn't want dusting with the feather duster, Thomas. That's right. That's much more useful you doing that. What's the matter? You've just got overtired, haven't you? No. Come on, let's sit over here. Oh, what a whingy boy.
Abba.
No, I'm going to get Purdy and I'm going to put her outside now. No, she's going now.
Mama. Keep her.
Right, Purdy, come on. Daddy? Daddy?
Yeah?
I'm sending Purdy up to you because Thomas won't leave her alone. Right, go and push up the stairs.
Mom, Dad.
our steps. She's coming up the steps now to come see Daddy, isn't she?
Lulu?
Yes? Where are we going now?
Baba.
What are we doing?
Baba.
You want to look in the cupboard? Right, okay then, you open the cupboard. But gently. Wow!
Chocolate.
Look at all the food in the cupboard.
Chocolate.
No, that's not chocolate, is it?
Oh.
Wow! And look at that cupboard.
A meatball. A meatball.
Lots of tins and jars in there, aren't there? And packets.
No.
Yes, there are. Oh, you had to close the door. Just gently, Thomas. Just gently, not banging. Gently.
More wow.
More wow. You want to look in this cupboard?
A pear.
Yes. They're peaches. That's the fruit bowl. Apples, nectarines, peaches, and satsumas. And you're opening the cupboard where we keep the parts. What do you say?
Cheeches.
Oh no, you can see a sticker on the fridge, can't you, Thomas the Tank Engine? Right, close the cupboard doors now. Close the cupboard doors gently, Thomas. Gently, not to be bang shut.
Mama, they're not though.
Oh no, Pussycat's come down the stairs, so she's got to go out now. Hasn't she?
Oh no.
Out you go, Puss. Right, Thomas, there's a little drop of milk here that you haven't drunk. So I'm going to pour it onto a saucer. And let's take it outside and see if Purdy would like it, because Pussycat's like to drink milk.
I want them.
I don't know where she is. Is she putting the saucer of milk there? She'll probably come back for it. There she is. Let's go under the table. Let's see if she drinks the milk. Oh, look at that. Now she's enjoying that, isn't she?
Roberto!
And you can see her, that's why she's coming. She's there. That little drop of milk that you didn't like or didn't want, Purdy's really enjoying it, isn't she? We've poured it onto a saucer. Can you see her drinking it? Look at her little pink tongue. Can you see Purdy's pink tongue lapping up the milk from the saucer?
Yeah.
What do you think she's saying? I bet she's saying, nice.
Let's go.
Don't you think she'll be saying, nice?
What are you? Oh, running?
Yes. Mum's nose is running a lot. I think it's because we're doing the dusting and I've sprayed some polish.
No.
Making Mummy's nose tickle, isn't it? Oh, are you giving Mummy a love?
Oh,
are you kissing Mummy?
Well done.
All done. Has she drunk all the milk? Well, she's been a very clever Purdy, hasn't she, for doing that? Good girl, that's right. You clap your hands and tell her she's been a good girl.
No.
What else can you see in the garden? I can see Thomas's slide and his swing. And the flower pots. And what about the table and chairs with the windmills?
Boo!
The windmills aren't going round today though, are they?
Oh, no, no.
No.
Ellen?
Yes? Are you playing with Mummy's hair? That's usually a sign that Thomas is tired.
No.
Is Thomas tired?
With this bow up.
That's right, you're clapping your hands because she's been a very clever pussycat and she's drunk all the milk, hasn't she? Shh. Now what about all these boxes in your cupboard?
No.
Are you going to tidy it up for me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whoops-a-daisy. Whoops-a-daisy. What have you got in your cupboard?
Boots.
Blue crisps. That's the container that had Pringles in it at Christmas. Do you call them blue crisps?
No. Oh dear.
Oh dear, that's a little pot that Mummy used to have hand cream in. All these little pots and jars, we wash them out, don't we, with the plastic? Because you like putting the lids on them and putting them in and out of your cupboard.
Chocolate!
Yes, that's a carton from the inside of a box of chocolates.
Yep. And this?
A red spoon. And when you were a baby and you were having milk to drink, we used to have to measure it out. It was milk powder.
No.
And we used to use that red scoop to scoop out the powder.
Old door.
All done, the old door. You shut the doors on the cupboard.
More door.
Opening the cupboard again.
And then?
Yes. Oh, now be careful with the doors. Mind the doors, please. That's what the driver says on the bus. When the wheels go round and round.
Yep.
The driver on the bus says, move along, please. Move along, please. Move along, please. The driver on the bus says, move along, please. All day long.
Bus
or door?
That's a linen.
Right, so the wheels on the bus. No, you mustn't climb up to get it. Mummy will get it. Don't you climb up. Mummy will get the bus book off the shelf. Right, come on, let's go and sit back at the table.
Bus.
Oh, Mummy's forgotten to drink a tea. It's cold, right?
A bus.
What are you doing?
Bus. A bus.
What are you saying? You're dancing and moving side to side, but I don't know what you're telling me.
Bus and this.
Well, before we read it, shall we just put these wooden cats back on the hearth? Because you've got an awful lot of things on the table.
Wow.
Where's the blue crayon?
No.
Let's put the milk back in the fridge. Milk in the fridge, and where's the blue crayon, Thomas?
No.
We could do with picking that up, couldn't we?
The bush.
Right, let's have a look at this book.
Wow, like this.
I'm going to say it though, not sing it.
And then, what was this?
The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round, all day long. Are you moving the wheels round? What's happening to the wheels?
This is a bus of yellow.
Yes.
Ready?
The doors on the bus go open and shut. Open and shut. You do it. Open and shut. The doors on the bus go open and shut all day long. No, just pull the little handle out, Thomas. That's right. No, you must only use that to pull them in.
And then?
Open the doors and close the doors. Open the doors and close the doors. That's right. Let's turn the next page. What happens after the doors go open and shut? What happens then?
Mm-hmm.
The people on the bus step out and in, out and in, out and in. The people on the bus step out and in all day long. Look at the lady getting on the bus. She's got a lot of shopping in the basket, hasn't she?
Yeah.
And what's she doing? Is she popping money into the driver's coin box? Because when you go up the bus steps, you have to pay the driver, don't you? And here's the driver, and what's the driver saying? The driver on the bus says, move along, please. Move along, please. Move along, please. The driver on the bus says, move along, please. All day long. Can you see the driver? He's moving his head. And he's using his thumb and his hand to indicate to the people getting on the bus, move along, please. Move along, please. What's this? Swish, swish, swish. The wipers on the bus go swish, swish, swish. You say it. You say it again. The wipers on the bus go...
Beep, beep.
No. They go swish, 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 don't they? All day long. What about the windows on the bus? The windows on the bus slide up and down. You say it.
Up and down.
Up and down. You say it. What do the windows do?
No.
What?
No.
Up and down. And the wipers go swish, swish, swish. What does the horn on the bus do?
Beep, beep.
Beep, beep, beep. The riders on the bus go bumpity-bump, bumpity-bump, bumpity-bump. The riders on the bus go bumpity-bump all day long. Can you see the people on the bus moving up and down?
Hello.
What do we sing at toddler group? The riders on the bus go wriggle, wriggle, wriggle. Or is that the children on the bus? You do it. The children on the bus go wriggle, wriggle, wriggle. Wriggle, wriggle, wriggle. Wriggle, wriggle, wriggle. The children on the bus go wriggle, wriggle, wriggle all day long. We like this one. What happens to the babies on the bus?
Shh.
No, but what happens before the mummy say shh, shh, shh? They cry. What do
they
do?
Yes. Mama.
There's a little boy in the bus with a box on his knee. And the box has kittens in it. Baby cats.
Baby
cats. Kittens. They're called kittens. And what do the kittens say?
Tick-tock, tick-tock.
Tick-tock, tick-tock. No, the kittens say, meow. Look at all these babies on the bus crying. There's a baby in the pushchair and two babies in another zone. What do they say?
Babies.
The babies on the bus crying, wah, wah, wah. Wah,
wah, wah.
Wah, 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 wah. The babies on the bus cry. What do they cry?
Wah, wah, wah.
All day long. And after the babies cry, what do the mummies do? The mummies on the bus go shh, shh, shh. You do. Shh, 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 shh. The mothers on the bus go. Oh, they're giving the babies a kiss, are they? All day long. Now look at this. No, just be careful.
Eww.
What happens here?
Please.
The bus goes round and round. The doors go open and shut. The people step out and in. The driver says, what does the driver say?
Please.
Move along, please. What does he say? The windows on the bus go up and down, don't they?
Yeah.
And what does the horn do?
Beep, beep.
And what do the wipers do? And the riders go bumpity bump, bumpity bump, bumpity bump. What do the babies cry?
Mama.
And what do the mummies say?
Shh, shh.
And what happens at the end? There's the bus. Where's the bus? There's the bus.
It's a bus.
And the wheels go round and round, don't they? Wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round all day long.
Beep, beep, bus.
Beep, beep, bus. Are the wheels going round and round?
The bus.
Do
Are you...
Shall we put the bus book away now?
Mum.
Oh yes, look, there's an aeroplane in the sky. And look at the man on the back of the cover. On the back page of the bus book, it shows you the music to sing the wheels on the bus. And there's a picture of a man playing a guitar, look. Can you see that guitar?
No.
Playing it. And can you see these, Thomas? These are musical notes. And if you follow those notes, you can play music or sing songs. Just you take my finger and we'll sing it using these notes. The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round all day long. That's music.
I do bus.
Reading music. Do you want to do the bus book again? What's happening to the wheels? The rider's going bumpity bump. Bumpity bump.
No. A bump.
Oh, that's right. The mummies are kissing the babies, aren't they? And they're saying shh, shh, shh. And those babies are crying on that page, aren't they? Oh, poor babies. They don't look very happy, do they?
Ooh, they're babies.
Babies. They don't look very happy, do they?
Blue.
That baby's got blue eyes, hasn't she? Can you see the colour of his eyes?
Eyes.
Oh, is that the baby's foot? I don't think the baby's foot smells really, does it?
This doll. How? The baby stops on your bus.
That's right, the bus has stopped and the passengers are going down the steps. They're getting out of the bus, aren't they? And where's the bus? Where's the bus? There's the bus. Yes, I think it's time for the bus to go home now, don't you?
The new bus.
What about the other bus book? What about Bertie the bus?
Yeah.
You've got another book with a bus on it.
No.
Are you going to put that book back on the table?
No,
you mustn't climb up to put it back. Just leave it on the table, please, Thomas. And we'll put it away later. Thomas, get down. No, no, because something's going to fall. That's right, that's a clever boy. That's a good boy. What a good boy. That's right, you're putting the chair back. Your shoelaces come under. Just to tumble his knee while she does your shoelace up. Did you enjoy looking at the bus book? We saw some buses this morning, didn't we? Red buses and blue buses, big buses and small buses, single-decker buses and double-decker buses. What do you call double-decker buses? No, what do you call them? Two buses. What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at? What's so funny? You giggly boy. You're a giggler. Aren't you a giggler? Oh, you're hanging lying on the floor now, are you?
Hey.
Yes. What's that? Is that the pedal on the pedal thing?
No.
Yes, that's right. When you put your foot on the pedal, the lid shoots up, doesn't it? The lid on the bin's a little bit like the bus doors. It's going open and shut.
Hello?
Open and shut.
Hello? Yes.
Open and shut. Open and shut. And I think something else that could do with going open and shut is the cleaning cupboard.
Yeah.
Oh, you want the dust drain in? I was just going to put it away. That's right. If you want to do some more dusting, that's very helpful.
The bus.
Oh, I see. You're dusting the bus book, are you? It probably gets quite grubby, that book, because we read it a lot, don't we?
What's the
deal? Yes?
What's
that? That's right. You have a look at that bus book. That's the story about Bertie with a flat tyre, isn't it? Oh dear, has the bus got a flat tyre?
Choose a truck.
Do you choose a truck? Is that one of the coaches on the back of the train? Coaches are called Annie and Clarabel, aren't they? Yes?